Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is very unusual for Mark, the beginning of today's gospel reading, because Mark's, up to this point, has been in a hurry. Mark's favorite word, and you might have heard this the last several Sundays in the gospel readings, at least twice per reading, is immediately. 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 Mark loves that word, immediately. He uses it far more often than any other writer in the Bible. But now, all of a sudden, it's not immediately. It's after 6 days. Wow, we had to wait 6 days. What happened 6 days ago that led Mark to say that this took place after 6 days? That's a good question. That was when Peter made the great proclamation, the great confession. "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus says. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then right after that, Jesus starts telling them, "I need to go to Jerusalem. I need to go to suffer and die and to rise again." Of course, they don't hear the rise again part. They hear the suffering and dying. And Peter's like, "Oh, no, wait, no, no, Jesus." And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." Because Satan was putting those words into Peter's mouth. And then 6 days later, 6 days. That's interesting. After 6 days. Because later on in the gospel, something else will happen in Mark's gospel after 6 days. That's 6 days after entering Jerusalem. So we have Jesus taking with him James and John and Peter. Sometimes I wonder, why did Jesus let Peter come along so much? Because Peter was always going to say something. But that's okay. He ended up being a great witness, as we all know. But so he takes them up to this mountain. And he's transfigured before them, and his clothes become radiant, intensely white. Nothing could be whiter. Nothing could be whiter. This white right here, this would be nothing at all compared to Jesus. And he was appeared with him, Elijah with Moses. Now, it's really interesting in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, Moses is listed first. So people will think of the law and the prophets. But here, Elijah is listed first. Who is Elijah? He was the prophet who never died, who was taken up into heaven in a flaming chariot. Who was Moses? Well, Moses died, but he was the prophet and the leader who led, God had lead the Israelites to the promised land, even though he never entered the promised land. He had to stand on a mountain and gaze over it. He never actually entered it. What's interesting, though, is, yes, he did. Moses entered the promised land. We see it right here in the text today. Moses is in the promised land when he's on the Mount of Transfiguration. But here, we're looking forward. Jesus is getting his quote-unquote marching orders that it's now time to head to Jerusalem. Now time to head to... This is not what the disciples want to hear. Now it's time for him to head to the cross. We don't want Jesus to head to the cross. We want Jesus to be glorified. We want to look at Jesus in his state of glory. Can't we leave the cross to the side? No. The cross needs to be there. And Jesus is on his way. So why Elijah and Moses? Where is Jesus going? To suffer and die, to rise again, where we wait for him to return from heaven, to take all believers to spend eternity with him. And this is what this is looking forward to that day when Jesus returns. Elijah never died. So it's not surprising to see him in his body. But Moses died. He was buried. His bones were buried. And yet, here he is, giving us the promise, showing us the resurrection is true. And we will be full-bodied again. Now, our Old Testament reading had to do with Moses having to cover the veil on his face because he was so bright. But I want to read something from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire anymore, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, they are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet from you among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. This is Moses speaking to the Israelites. He's going to raise up a prophet and put the words in his mouth. Listen to him. He will speak all the words. Now, the immediate future on this, we have Joshua. But this is also looking toward Jesus. Listen to him. When they're on the Mount of Transfiguration, a cloud overshadows them and a voice came out of the cloud. What does the voice say? This is my beloved son. Listen to him. To everything that he says. Not just the part that you like. Not just the part of him coming into his glory. Not just the part on what, how much he, God loves them. Not just those parts, but also listen to everything he has to say, even the things you do not want to hear. There's something called, learned this at the seminary, a theologian of glory. And then there's also the theologian of the cross. A theologian of glory wants to look past the cross, not through it, but past it, around it. They do not want to look at the cross. However, we need to look at the cross. We need to look at where Jesus was going. We need to look at what he was telling the disciples that he had, not might need to, but he had to go to the cross. Because without the cross, we don't have his death. And without his death, his resurrection doesn't happen. And without his resurrection, we are lost. Because why did he die? To forgive our sins. But it wouldn't have done any good for him to stay die, for he had to rise again on the third day, giving us the promise of our resurrection and the hope of the eternal life Elijah and Moses are enjoying this light. Yes, he had to die. And that's what he was telling them. What a hard thing to hear. Hard, hard, even after he was arrested. They still didn't quite understand it. But it was something that God was telling them. Listen to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, we are doomed. With him, we are saved. And that's because he went upon the cross for us. Now, God's still giving people words to speak. He gives us the words to speak when we want to speak to somebody about Jesus. He gives us words to speak and how we act and how we what we do to live like a godly way like him. He gives us words to speak in our prayers. Well, I don't know how to pray. That's okay. God knows what's in your heart. So just silently contemplate, and God will know what you need. Some people are really good at just praying. Some find it more difficult. But just remember, it's speaking to God, and he is listening to you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what a beautiful day when they were able to see Jesus in his glory. And what a beautiful day it will be for us when we will see Jesus in his glory. And we're going to be wearing the white robes of righteousness for each and every day for eternity. God bless each and every one of you. Through Jesus Christ, the light that brought us out of the darkness of sin and who now shines the way for us today and forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.